This is an ABC 10 News update.
Hello, I'm Jim Patton with this ABC 10 News update. The pandemic has put youth sports on hold in California, but now student athletes say they want to get back in the game. Athletes and their parents will gather across the county to advocate for the resuming of high school sports. Supervisor Jim Desmond has organized a news conference in support of reopening youth sports. The state is using a colored tier system to determine which sports will be allowed to be played during the pandemic. Well, fire crews have stopped a brush fire near Palomar College. Fire not yet fully contained, and firefighters remain in the area to watch for any flare-ups. Crews initially believed the fire had grown to 40 acres, but later adjusted that number to 30. The fire burned dangerously close to homes, prompting evacuation warnings that were lifted a couple of hours later because of the swift response from multiple crews. Fire officials remind everyone the risk of wildfires isn't over in San Diego County. Drive-through COVID-19 testing site is coming to the Del Mar Fairgrounds parking lot. It's going to be open from 8 in the morning until 5 p.m. The site will be up for 1 month. Fairgrounds website says testing is free and the results are available within 48 hours. Appointments can be scheduled online. Right now, let's get out to Megan Parrott, get a check on our warm weather again.
I know, it's going to be even warmer today. And yesterday, we set several record highs. Forecasting several more today. Temperatures trending 10 to about 22 degrees above normal today. We'll see 80s all the way to our coastline, 90s inland, 70s in the mountains with 80s in the deserts, and a wind advisory in effect until 2 o'clock this afternoon. Anywhere in the advisory, we could see northeasterly winds of 25 to 35 miles per hour, but isolated gusts exceeding 60 miles per hour. Peak wind gust this morning was 82 miles per hour. That's at Sill Hill, which is typically one of our windier spots with Santa Ana winds. It's located between Julian and Alpine. Santa Ana winds will could taper off as we head into this afternoon, pick back up again late tomorrow, and then again on Monday. So Santa Ana flow going to be the main story over the coming days. And a high surf continues along our coastline. We have a beach hazard statement until Tuesday afternoon. Waves of 3 to 7 feet and strong rip currents. So just be careful if you are going to be going to the beach because the weather's so nice. You just want to make sure you're safe in the water. Jim?
Megan, thank you very much. And for the latest news, weather, and traffic, go to 10news.com or download our free 10 News app in your app store. For ABC 10 News, I'm Jim Patton.